Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's bring Coach Brendan Marion in here. Coach, appreciate you for being with us, man. Taking a break from game film and studying and all of that stuff. Do you do anything not related to football? Like KC loves boxing and these like circus matches that we get, that we get that generate billions of dollars. What do you do for fun? Man, it's taking way too long to answer, Coach.
Even fun, you know, is going to like his son's football game.
Well, I saw that. Yeah, fun. Yeah. He said best touchdown of the day. I think you posted that on social.
For me, when I'm not, like, football is like my fun, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So this is like my childhood, since I was 5 years old, dream of, you know, football. So when I'm not doing football, I got to be a husband and a dad. That's all I get to do when it's not football time. So,
like, do y'all watch movies or like,
yeah, board games, movies,
okay,
all the,
okay, okay,
you know, you okay. know, all the fun, all the family stuff. That's what my time is when I'm not in football.
Coach, I get you an Uno. I don't play around.
Put a little money on it, you know. But first, we got to know the rules, though. We know how, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, yeah, that's true.
First,
let's
talk about the rules first. We got to establish the guidelines on how we going to play.
It depends on where we're at. You know, different houses, yeah. You got to play by the house rules wherever you at.
Call me when y'all playing Candyland, and then we'll talk. Then we'll talk. Coach, we got the final home game of the regular season, and we'll start where we left off last week, man. It feels like everything you guys put out there in front of you for the season, it's still there for the taking.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, man, I can't even, it's hard for me to speak because there's so much money on the screen right now. You got a DaVinci hoodie on.
You see him.
And you drinking a $12 juice. I mean, it's hard. They don't even sell those in regular stores. You got to go, like, you got to order that off Amazon.
Man, I'm drinking these lemon ginger juices, Coach, so I stop eating them damn cookies they got in the kitchen. It's a fighting mechanism.
Man, KC, you ain't tell me. There's a dress code on here.
Look, I can't keep up.
There's a dress code on here.
Come on, Coach.
I can't keep up, man. I'm just out here doing what I can, man. Just trying to stay clothed. That's it.
I'm in team issued. I'm just trying to be team issued right now, you know.
Getting called out by the coach. That's a tough look.
And then look, don't let Coach fool you either.
Oh, no.
I see that wrist every Wednesday. I see that wrist every Wednesday.
Both of y'all are full of it.
What you talking about?
Stop it. Stop.
Oh, got it, man. My grandma bought that for me, man.
This is good, though. Even though it's at my expense, Coach ain't laughed this much in 7 weeks. So I'll take it.
Man. Hey, running the ball over.
Rain, baby. Sunny days. Everybody loves them, baby. You know what I mean?
Look, they running the ball left and right on these opponents, man. It's just racking up 300-yard games left and right, Coach. Yeah, you guys have been dominant on the ground, man, for the majority of the season. You got to bring a smile to your face to be able to – we always talk about the trenches, and there's no more telltale sign of being able to control the trenches than the way that you guys are running. And right now, you guys are doing it at will.
Yeah, I think we're there'll be some stat that they, you know, these guys give me the stats every week on where we're at nationally and where we're at in the Big Sky. We're number one in the Big Sky, and I think we're number two in the nation in rushing. Rushing touchdowns. We're about to, you know, like we're almost at 40. I mean, we got multiple guys with 10 touchdowns, some guys with five. It's been a collective effort. I mean, that's the one thing that I've always prided myself on, of coaching football with a basketball mentality, as far as not one guy dominating the ball, that everybody gets their touches and gets opportunities. And then how you play without the ball determines how much you love your teammates. So being unselfish. And that's what our team is all about, and that's what our run game is about this year. And it's been a beautiful thing to see, you know, not just one guy dominating the ball, multiple guys making big plays and being explosive. And the defense can't really just key on one guy. From that standpoint, there's a lot of guys that are making big plays for us.
Coach, is it harder this week to kind of focus in on the opponent, knowing you got a lot of seniors on this team? I think it's 24. And this is their last home game, man. So I'm sure there are a lot of emotions that are going into this week for those guys as well.
No, unfortunately for our team, it's a young man's game, and we're playing 20 freshmen. Like, we're playing a whole bunch of young dudes out there. And so for them, I mean, really it's about honoring the seniors with how they play. And I told our seniors, I mean, emotions aside and all that, mom, grandma, brother, dad, they coming to see you win. They don't want to. You know, they don't care nothing about that little flower, that rose, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So our guys have had a great week of practice. And I think we're so focused on a mission and a goal right now. I don't think that to them, they don't feel like senior night, it's it. You know, sometimes typically when you have senior night, it's like, that's it. That's the last game. It's a wrap. Mm-hmm. It's over with. It's a close thing. Right now, we're fighting for our lives, and we're fighting for opportunities to stay together longer and continue to play this season.
Coach, I always wondered – I never really paid attention, I guess, but I always wondered with college football, do they do the same thing as, like, college basketball? So you got your seniors, and they'll – you know, in college basketball, they'll play the first, you know, 2 minutes or something. Like, they seniors that never play, but they'll be on the starting lineup. They play the first 2 minutes, and then the starters, the regular starters, the underclassmen, get in there to play the regular game. Does that happen in football?
No. See, in basketball, y'all play like 50 games. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like baseball. If you lose one or something, you know, nobody's, you know, y'all good, y'all in good spirits. Football, there's only, you know, 12 guaranteed opportunities. So, you know, it's like, it's too slim for the air. We playing the best players, period. And if we get up by a lot, then, you know, then the rest of the seniors will get the opportunity to play. But, you know, it's all about just maximizing the opportunity from the standpoint of trying to win the game, because we have such a short amount of games. So, you know, hopefully we do what we're supposed to do, and guys get the opportunity to go in the game. That aren't starters, that haven't played for us. No, we don't operate like that in football.
Well, Jimmy Frazier is not getting the first snap by the quarterback. The fifth-year senior not getting the first snap.
Coach, you feel like you guys are you feel like you guys are playing your best football of the season right now?
I think we're still progressing as a team. I don't think that we've plateaued. I don't think that we're at our best. I just think that our process is really good. Our love for football right now is really good. We had guys, you know, today we practiced in the rain, and we, you know, I don't know if you ever play football in Little League, but when it rains, you do like the mud slide. And today, like when a guy scored a touchdown today, like everybody did a mud slide, you know, like everybody did the slide on the ground, happy to be out there.
Yeah.
So we just have a really healthy culture right now, as far as like guys loving football, embracing the opportunity, being happy to practice every day, which, you know, a lot of teams throughout this, where they're at right now, they're trying to limp.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Through to finish the season, or they're like, man, I can't wait to get in the portal, or, you know, our guys are really like locked in, focused on a mission that we're trying to accomplish and developing and getting better. And you can see the love and the joy that they have to practice and go against each other each day. Like, they're still out there competing, fighting for spots. We had two freshmen really get after each other for who's going to be the starter. I'm starting. No, I'm starting. So I think that's really critical on, you know, a team continually progressing, not saying, you know, we're there. We haven't arrived. I mean, there's a big mountain for us to continue to climb.
Coach, you obviously head football coach at Sac State, but you know sports. And one of the things we've been talking about a lot today is the Sacramento Kings and Doug Christie being – just kind of going off on the team last night after another 30-point blowout. We've been talking about a lot where it's in sports, especially if you're a coach and, you know, you're trying to teach young men, grown men or whatever something, you're trying to establish something. It's not always necessarily about the wins and losses. You can lose a game and not be disappointed in your team. You know what I mean? And sometimes when you feel like the effort isn't right, that's way more disappointing than the fact that you lost the game. Is that something that you've ever had to deal with this particular team, where it's like, you know, yeah, we lost the game, but that don't even bother me as much as the fact that you guys just didn't bring it emotionally?
Yeah, I mean, it's really about just playing to a standard in the culture that you're trying to establish. I mean, so, you know, as a coach, you're angry when you win, you're angry when you lose, or you're angry if you were really close and you were right there. I mean, all those you feel a lot of feelings as far as like, it's never going to be perfect. There's players are going to make mistakes. You know, there's a lot of different factors that go into it. And I tell the kids all the time, you know, like, and this is, you know, for the general fan or the general population who doesn't understand sports, you know, like for our team, I can't speak to what Coach Christie's doing other than I know Coach Christie's a dog and he'll get it figured out. Like, he'll get it to the point where he'll only play the guys that are dogs that are playing the way that he would play the game. And, you know, like, he'll get it to that standard, right? Because there's a certain standard you should play with if you want to win. And it's hard to win. But, like, nobody really cares about your sayings on the wall or your culture, or, you know, how many kids you're helping and, you know, any of that. They just only see wins and losses. They see the box score. And so I tell our guys all the time, like, the spirit of our team is like, we have got to win. I mean, nobody is hearing all that other stuff. And It's great that we're doing that. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Like, servant leadership and help guys matriculate and to be great citizens and grown men. Like, that's the basis of transformational leadership and what we get accomplished in our program. But at the end of the day, it's a result. You know, anytime there's a scoreboard out there, it's a sport. Like, we just talked about Uno. You know what I mean? Like, if me and you were playing Uno, like, I don't care what the color of the cars are, whatever. Like, I gotta win, or it wasn't good. We gotta play again until I win. You know what I mean? Like, we'll stop playing once I win. You know?
No, we won't, because then I gotta win.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
where's
just
coach?
The way
he's playing Uno with Kenny again.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we can even afford to go over. You know, my man D-Lo's out. Like,
all right, man. Come on, man.
You got you right about that. You right about that, coach.
You might not give us the gate codes. You know what I mean? Like,
oh man, he ain't lying. No, he ain't lying.
It is tough as a coach from the standpoint of you're always trying to get that standard reached, and then once the standard is reached, then you're trying to play above the standard, and you know, getting an A level player to consistently be A level, a C level player to be a B player. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And then the cohesion of a team, you know, like us, we struggled at the beginning of the year, 70 new players, but nobody cared that we had 70 new players. All I saw was you guys have talent. It's like, well, they haven't played together ever. You know, like, you know, it's like, it's hard to just say it's going to be perfect from game one.
Is that a difficult part of coaching? I think a lot of people don't understand is like, you might have a collection of talent. You might have this big recruiting class and 4 stars and 5 stars and all of that, but getting them to play collectively as a team, that's a whole different task.
Yeah. I mean, this year has been one of the most adverse years we've had. We've lost a starting quarterback. We've lost 2 starting running backs for the year. We've lost a tight end. For most of the year, we lost 4 receivers, one who all 32 NFL teams came to see. The NCAA deemed him ineligible, Ajay Hall. We've lost 2 starting defensive players on the front line. We've lost guys on the back end. We've lost 2 linebackers for the – like. But still, at the end of the day, no one cares. You got to win the game. You know, and it's like developing the next guy and making sure the next guy's ready. And then, you know, obviously – it's just, I mean, unfortunately, it's just the way that it really is. And I never really thought why, you know, when you're a player or you're even an assistant coach, you know, there's so many things that come across the head coach desk that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Basketball, you're dealing with like a 12 to 15 man roster, I believe. Football, me and Bibby talked about it, like, man, you got 105 dudes. Like, I got 105 personalities that I'm trying to manage, transform, plus a coaching staff of 30. You know, an administration, there's a lot of different things that you have to manage and on a day-to-day basis when you're dealing with the male ego and, you know, people being healthy. Just there's a lot of different factors that go into it.
Coach, before we get you out of here, I want to make sure, because Mama Marion would not be happy if I didn't make sure that we mentioned you got the coat and diaper drive going down this Saturday at the game. People can bring coats, can bring diapers. You know, for anybody that needs them in the community, you guys working with my guy, Daryl Roberts over at the, Roberts Family Development Center. And yeah, just a little bit more about that, coach, if they can, you know, what they can do to help out the coat and diaper drive that you guys got going on.
Yeah. I mean, since I've got here, we've done a lot of community service in the community. Obviously during this time, during Thanksgiving, we always like to give back. Every school that I've been a part of, we try to make sure that we pour back into the community. Obviously, the community serves us when they show up to the games and support our team. So we like to support the community. We're going to do a lot of different things, a lot of different initiatives in this next month of November and December. But this coat and diaper drive is a big deal. You know, if you have a coat that's been sitting in the closet, there's somebody that needs it, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And obviously with diapers, we need brand new diapers. We take gift cards as well, Cash App, Zelle, that'll help people that are in need. Obviously Sacramento is a community that has a need for, you know, helping young single mothers out for diapers for their kids.
Yeah. Great stuff as always, coach. Good luck this weekend, man. We appreciate you as we do every Wednesday and Thursday here on ESPN 1320.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all. Stingers up.
Yes, sir.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.